The Los Santaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis Incorporated. Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Pauley with this week's edition of Los Santaville Times. Been reading from the book 100 Things to Do in Cincinnati Before You Die, written by Rick Pender. It does show a picture of a bucket on this book, so it's a bucket list of things you need to do in Cincinnati. We got up to number 35. This book is going through pretty quick because it's fairly short for each entry on the 100 list. The number 35 is Get Weird During the Cincinnati Fringe Festival at No Theater, and that No is K-N-O-W Theater. Anyway, this Cincinnati Fringe Festival presents 40-plus experimental theater and dance productions, nearly 200 performances annually in a dozen theaters, bars, churches, and coffee shops and storefronts through the Over the Rhine neighborhood. So we'll pick up where we left off. Local creators, national touring artists, and even international performers put on shows and entertainment. Productions tend to be bare bones, but they're always entertaining, some serious, some hilarious, some just plain weird. Take a chance and you're sure to see something memorable. Again, that's the No Theater of Cincinnati, K-N-O-W Theater of Cincinnati, at 1120 Jackson Street, over the Rhine, phone number 513-300-5669. The website is cincyfringe.com, cincyfringe.com. And there is a tip. After each evening's fringe performances, there are post-show special events in the underground bar at No Theater, the festival's organizer. Everything from Fringe Olympics, Fringe Oki, and even a Fringe Prom. It's a chance to meet and mingle with performers. Alrighty, number 36 on the 100 Things You Need to Do in Cincinnati. Beat the odds at Jack Cincinnati Casino. Cincinnati's $400 million gambling venue began life in 2013 as Horseshoe Casino. During 2016, it changed its identity to Jack Cincinnati Casino, but the name was more about ownership than operations. It's easy to find on downtown's northeast corner. Look for the 80-foot sign. Open most days from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. On Fridays and Saturdays, hang out until 3 a.m. Parking is free. With 2,000 slot machines and 85 gambling tables, you have plenty of ways to invest. Serious gamblers like the World Series, the Poker Room, with 31 tables. The sure bets at Jack Cincinnati are an array of great restaurants. Because of the casino's design, many are accessible without entering the gaming floor. No kids, by the way. You have to be 21 to enter. Jack Cincinnati Casino, 1000 Broadway in Cincinnati, 513-252-0777. Its website is caesars.com/horseshoe-Cincinnati. caesars.com/horseshoe-Cincinnati. All right, number 37 on our list. Witness a medieval holiday pageant at Christ Church Cathedral. The Boar's Head and Yule Log Festival is an ancient holiday celebration from the Middle Ages. Its 600th anniversary was in 1940, the year Christ Church first marked it in Cincinnati. Rooted in pagan traditions, filtered through Christianity in 14th century England and colonial America, the ceremony happened shortly after Christmas and New Year's Day, the Epiphany season. It features period costumes and music from the Middle Ages as performers, beefeaters, lords, ladies, knights, minstrels, cooks, hunters, and pages, process into the downtown church's sanctuary with singing of carols and solemn pageantry. Before it's over, there are angels, the magi, shepherds, and more. The cast of 150 is supported by 70 behind the scenes. It's the Episcopal Congregation's annual gift to the city. Free tickets are distributed in early December. You need to show up in person to claim to. That's at Christ Church Cathedral, 318 East 4th Street, Cincinnati. The ticketing hotline is 513-621-2627, and the website boarsheadfestival.com, boarsheadfestival.com. Next, we have number 38. Tune in to an up-and-coming band during Midpoint Music Festival. If you're into today's bands and singers, Cincinnati rocks. Numerous festivals and venues feature bands that have made it. But the most fun is often to check out bands on the way up. And that's the goal of Midpoint Music Festival on a weekend in late September, with using an over-the-Rhine parking lot as a campus for multiple stages for three amazing nights of music. It's been happening since 2001, and it's become the go-to event to discover contemporary music. Bands that play during Midpoint typically end up with accolades for Best Album or Best New Artist in such publications as Spin, Fader, Pitchfork, Filter, and Rolling Stone. The Midpoint Music Festival, mpmf.com. And there's a tip. If you want to catch this kind of getting started band, check out Motor Pub. That's M-O-T-R Pub. Music of Over the Rhine, M-O-T-R. Year-round, the bar at 1345 Main Street books many of the bands that perform during Midpoint. And generally, there is no cover charge. Number 39 of the 100 things to do in Cincinnati, and I failed to mention, this is in the music and entertainment section of the book, so that's why we're having so many numbers that match up with musical-type ventures. Number 39 is enjoy opera or a symphony concert at Cincinnati Music Hall. A national historic landmark, Cincinnati Music Hall is one of the oldest and largest concert venues in North America. The gorgeous Victorian Gothic structure was built in 1878 on a site that was once a public cemetery for German singing festivals. Its north and south halls hosted exhibitions like today's convention centers do. The 1888 Republican National Convention was here, nominating Benjamin Harrison, who became America's 23rd president. Thanks to substantial fundraising, it's getting a much-needed $135 million facelift during 2016 and 2017, becoming a more contemporary facility. It's the destination for concerts by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, which began in 1895, and Pops, performances such as The Nutcracker by the Cincinnati Ballet, and productions by the Cincinnati Opera, which staged summer shows in an amphitheater at the Cincinnati Zoo starting in 1920 and then moved indoors at Music Hall in 1970. Cincinnati Music Hall is located at 1241 Elm Street, over the Rhine, 513-621-2787, and a website, cincinnatiarts.org/music-hall. cincinnatiarts.org/music-hall. And there's a tip. Music Hall is well known to paranormal enthusiasts as one of Cincinnati's most active sites, with stories hearkening back to the fact that it was the site of a cemetery in the early 1800s. You can sign up for periodically scheduled two-hour ghost tours at Cincinnati Arts. And, I don't know, this looks, they've got something here. I don't know if it's supposed to be cincinnatiarts.org events/detail/ghost-tours. So I guess that was supposed to be part of the, they just have org/event and on down from there. So it's supposed to be cincinnatiarts.org/events and on from there. So number 40 we've come to. So we're 40% of the way through this list. Watch musical theater talent train for Broadway at CCM. The University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music has a musical theater training program that's considered one of the top three in the United States. Every year they select 20 promising high school grads after auditioning 800 talented prospects and give them the kind of professional training it takes to break in and become a Broadway star. They perform on three professional level stages and shows that are familiar: Carousel, Into the Woods, Les Miserables, and lesser known, American Idiot, Lysistrata Jones, Big River. Most grads are in Broadway shows a year or two after graduating and become stars before long. 2004 grad Betsy Wolf will play Princess Elsa in the 2018 Broadway production of Disney's Frozen. Other famous CCM alums include Ashley Brown, Faith Prince, and composer Stephen Flaherty. Production runs are brief, generally one weekend, so keep an eye on the schedule. CCM Village, University of Cincinnati in Clifton, 513-556-4813. Website is ccm.uc.edu. And now we have number 41 on our list. Find out what's new in dance from Cincinnati Ballet. Not many cities today have full-time professional ballet companies. If they do, their repertoire is likely to be classical, tutus, and toe shoes. Cincinnati Ballet likes to push the boundaries. They do that particularly with the Kaplan New Works series at the Aronoff Center that annually celebrates innovation in dance, bringing internationally respected choreographers to town. And works vary from year to year, but they are always cutting edge. One season celebrated the company's accomplished women dancers performing works by female choreographers. This company of approximately 24 professional women and men from around the world is all about the power and passion of dance, and New Works is the greatest distillation of that commitment. And it's at the Jarson Kaplan Theater, Aronoff Center for the Arts, 650 Walnut Street in Cincinnati. 513-621-5219 is the phone number. And finally, the website, cballet.org, cballet.org. All righty, moving on to number 42 is See an Indie Movie at the Esquire. Every city needs a movie house showing art films and indie productions, and Cincinnati has a set. The original location is the Esquire, a longtime theater and a quaint business strip near the University of Cincinnati. But you'll find many similar films at the Marymount Theater on Cincinnati's east side. Theater Management Corporation also operates the Kenwood Theater and Eastgate Brew and View. Although with more screens, those venues typically offer more mainstream fare found at bigger cineplexes. Keep an eye out for offbeat selections, including midnight showings of The Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Esquire. The Esquire is located at 320 Ludlow Avenue in Clifton. Website, esquiretheater.com. esquiretheatre.com. The Marymount Theater, 6906 Wooster Pike in Marymount, MarymountTheatre.com. The Kenwood Theater at 7815 Kenwood Road in Cincinnati. It's actually in, what do they call it, Sycamore Township. Kenwood Theatre, KenwoodTheatre.com, and the Eastgate Brew and View at 4450 Eastgate Square Drive in Cincinnati, EGBREWVIEW.com. And there is a tip. Popular opinion has it that the Esquire served the best, freshest popcorn of any movie theater in Cincinnati. Well, that makes it worth going in my mind right there. Love the popcorn. Next, we're moving into a new section here called Sports and Recreation. And so now we're up to number 43. And the first thing in the Sports and Recreation section, number 43, is Join Paddle Fest on the Ohio River. On a pleasant Sunday morning in August, shove off from a point 9 miles east of downtown Cincinnati with more than 1,400 canoe and kayak enthusiasts for the annual Paddle Fest. You'll pass under 6 bridges, take in the skylines of Cincinnati and northern Kentucky, and race or drift downstream to Cincinnati's public landing. Some compete, some go with the flow. Either way, it's a fine summer outing that encompasses an entire weekend, including events for children. The Kids Outdoor Adventure Expo, sponsored by the environmental advocates who form Green Umbrella, the Regional Sustainability Alliance. The Ohio River Paddle Fest has an address, 1662 Blue Rock Street in Cincinnati. Website, ohioriverpaddlefest.org, OHIORIVERPADDLEFEST.org. Green Umbrella has an address, 4138 Hamilton Avenue, Suite D. Phone number 513-541-1538. And they are at greenumbrella.org, GreenUmbrella.org. Now we're up to number 44 on our list. Hang out with world-class tennis players at the Western and Southern Open. The annual Western and Southern Open is one of America's premier tennis tournaments, a chance for fans to get up close and personal with contemporary greats of the court. Its roots go back to 1899. Competitions in the early decades of the 20th century featured some of the era's most well-known tennis players. The tournament became an ATP men's event in 1979. The same year it moved to Mason, Ohio, 25 miles north of downtown Cincinnati. Women competitors gained equal status with the men, starting with the 2004 tournament. The Lindner Family Tennis Center is one of the best in America, with 4 permanent stadiums and 16 courts providing seating for nearly 10,000 tennis enthusiasts. Tournament attendance routinely tops 200,000. It's 2 weeks of celebrities and media, parties and receptions, plus a gourmet food court. The Western and Southern Open at the Lindner Family Tennis Center, 5460 Course View Drive in Mason, 513-651-0303. Website, pretty simple, wsopen.com. And now, number 45, here's one that gets a whole lot of television coverage. Lace up your running shoes for the Flying Pig Marathon. Back in the 1800s, when Cincinnati was a big deal in meat processing, pigs were often run through the downtown streets, earning the city a nickname, Porkopolis. Today, it's people who are running the streets and hills of Cincinnati in the annual Flying Pig Marathon, nearly 40,000 participants, in fact, on the first Sunday of May. If you're not ready for 26.2 miles, there's a half marathon, a 10K, a 5K, several relays, and a kids' division. There's even a flying fur event for dogs and humans. Even if you don't run, you can be an active spectator, cheering on participants, or joining the thousands who make the event run like, well, a marathon. Marathon office is at 644 Lynn Street, Suite 626 in Cincinnati. Phone number is 513-721-7447. Website is flyingpigmarathon.com. FlyingPigMarathon.com. And a tip about the Flying Pig is the Flying Pig is a certified course and a Boston Marathon qualifier. Typically, more than 200 runners qualify for Boston. Next, we have number 46 on our list. Start your engine at Kentucky Speedway. Since opening in 2000, this NASCAR Speedway has become a destination for car racing fans from across the Midwest, and they show up in droves. The grandstand has a seating capacity of 107,000, and it's always full. In fact, Kentucky had to add lanes to I-71 to accommodate traffic when racing events are happening. Kentucky Speedway features a 1.5-mile oval speedway. Brad Keselowski set the track record of 188.8 miles per hour on June 27, 2014. The speedway has hosted the Xfinity Series, the IndyCar Series, the Firestone Indy Lights Series, and beginning in 2011, the Sprint Cup, NASCAR's top racing series. If you're making a weekend of high stakes, consider staying at Belterra Casino in Florence, Indiana, just 5 minutes from the Speedway. And that's Kentucky Speedway at 1 Kentucky Speedway Boulevard, Sparta, Kentucky, phone number 859-576-2300, and the website KentuckySpeedway.com. KentuckySpeedway, Speedway, SpeedWay.com. All right, moving right along. We're up to number 47. You can horse around at Belterra Park. Most Cincinnati's still call it River Downs, the horse racetrack that opened in 1925. The famous horse Seabiscuit ran here twice in 1936. Today it's Belterra Park, but it's still the place to go for horse racing with live thoroughbred races from May through October. There are two courses, a 1 mile oval track that surrounds a 7 furlong grass course. The barns have 1,350 stables, and there's an open air paddock where visitors can see horses and jockeys preparing for the races. If gaming is your thing, you can do that 24/7 with 1,300 games to choose from, as well as virtual and simulcast horse racing. Belterra Park has a sister operation, Belterra Casino Resort, in Florence, Indiana. And Belterra Park is located at 6301 Kellogg Road in Cincinnati, 513-232-8000. Website belterrapark.com, BelterraPark.com. All righty, next up, number 48, pedal a bike around Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Bikes have become a big deal all around Cincinnati with excellent trails in Loveland, Glendale, and other suburban communities. The city of Cincinnati is involved too, though creating bike lanes on numerous thoroughfares that enhance two-wheeled transportation around the city's core. If you don't have your own bike, fear not, since Cincinnati Red Bike launched bike sharing in 2015. The program's popularity means dozens of docking stations around downtown, over the Rhine, and UC, as well as Covington, Newport, and Bellevue, Kentucky. It's easy to buy a pass for a day, $8, or a year, $80. The well-maintained three-speed bikes with handbrakes are available for 60-minute increments. Run errands or sightsee without hassles or emissions. No searching for parking either. Get your own helmet and download the smartphone app to make bike sharing safe and easy. Cincinnati Red Bike, 513-621-2453. CincyRedBike.org. CincyRedBike.org. All righty, number 49. This is a big one. Number 49. Dig into Cincinnati's baseball history at the Reds Hall of Fame. The Cincinnati Reds were the first professional baseball team. They were called the Red Stockings back in 1869. That's a history to celebrate, and the best place to do it is at the Reds Hall of Fame and Museum. Established in 1958, it's the oldest team Hall of Fame in baseball. More than 85 inductees are now honored in the 16,000-square-foot space adjacent to Great American Ballpark. You'll find lots of interactive displays for kids to enjoy, plus memorabilia, photos, and videos of the legendary Big Red Machine that won back-to-back World Series in 1975 and 1976. In 2016, Pete Rose, one of the greatest Reds players ever, who grew up on Cincinnati's west side, was inducted. A 50-foot wall of balls uses 4,256 baseballs to represent the number of hits during his career. The Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame and Museum, located at 100 Joe Nux Hall Way in Cincinnati, phone number 513-765-7923, and the website cincinnati.reds.mlb/cin/hof. And there is a tip. Through the Hall of Fame, you can buy tickets for from $17 to $20 for tours of Great American Ballpark that will give you a chance to sit in the dugout, walk on the warning track behind home plate, and visit the press box. And now number 50, so this will be our halfway point. After we finish this one, that'll be 50 out of the 100. Take a spin on Carol Ann's Carousel at Smale Riverfront Park. Carol Ann Halley and her husband Ralph left a legacy that's advanced life in Greater Cincinnati for years. The most visible evidence is a carousel named in her honor that began enchanting families in 2015 at Smale Riverfront Park, surrounded by playgrounds, gardens, cafes, and more. It features 44 characters representing the region's life, history, and culture. The hand-carved painted figures were inspired by ideas proposed by area residents. An Oktoberfest horse, a Carew Tower gorilla, a Porkopolis pig, a UC Bearcat, an Ohio Cardinal, a Bengal tiger for football, and a white tiger representing the Cincinnati Zoo. It's all enclosed in a beautiful glass pavilion, so it operates year-round. Look for fanciful panels on the carousel with scenes from Cincinnati parks featuring some of the carousel figures. A 2.5-minute ride is $2. Carol Ann's Carousel, 100 West Maring Way, Cincinnati. Phone number 513-357-2621. And the website mysmaleriverfrontpark.org/carousel.htm. So that again is mysmaleriverfrontpark.org/carousel.htm. All righty, number 51 on our list of 100 things to do in Cincinnati before you die. And that, I think with that, we'll have to stop for this time. Till next time, for Radio Reading Service and Los Annaville Times, this is John Pauley. Have a great week. The Los Annaville Times is made possible in part by a grant from the Kenwood Silverton Madera Kiwanis Incorporated.